How long is it going to be before an AI country artist has their own bar on Broadway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with like robot bartenders.
It's a matter of time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is the future.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. If anybody steals that, they owe Gina some money because that's her idea.
Yeah.
There are already a lot of bars owned by fake country singers.
You're not wrong.
Talking 93.3 Totally Nashville, Totally Woody and Jim, Totally Unpopular Opinions, if I'm being honest.
So, Woody, you've stirred up a hornet's nest French fries.
I started yesterday by saying, if I'm being honest, ketchup ruins French fries. French fries are awesome and deserve better than ketchup. And that has started a whole firestorm on Facebook of people defending ketchup and also people agreeing with me saying, yes, it needs to be better.
And there's also others that say, well, ketchup, yeah, you're right, Woody.
Yeah.
But it should be ranch or barbecue. Now, how do you feel about that? Because they're just changing it to a different thing.
I mean,
should French fries be by themselves, or is it just the choice of ketchup is bad?
I'll eat them naked.
You'll raw dog them.
I'll raw dog my French fries. But yeah, I prefer things like my girlfriend hates this, but I'll mix mustard and mayonnaise together.
Ooh,
that sounds
and dip
gross.
French fries. No, it's delicious. Yeah, you should really try it.
I'm good.
But you're mocking, you're judging the ketchup people. But yet,
yes,
I'm making some kind of unholy.
I'm an American. I don't have to be informed to have strong opinions about something.
That's creative. I've never heard mayonnaise and mustard together.
Yeah, and I'll have like Heinz 57 sauce sometimes.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a spicy ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, just plain ketchup is kind of boring.
So you're just anti-ketchup?
Yeah.
I am anti-ketchup.
Okay, that's it. Let's get to the root of it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's, sift through all the,
Friend Chris, he texted in saying, if I'm being honest, if you like rare steak, you're one step away from being Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah. That's, to me, very unpopular. Don't ruin a steak by cooking it until it's leather.
Well, I mean, this
he likes it cooked well.
I have it medium rare, you know.
I like it a little pink
without ketchup.
Ketchup makes it very red. I have a so if I'm being honest,
okay.
I was an idiot when I said I love driving a car from 1997 until it hits 800,000 miles. I was an idiot. If I'm being honest, after driving a car that's a couple years old and has all these safety things on it, I was driving death traps. How am I even alive?
Yeah,
that
pretty nice.
Thing that beeps that says, "Hey, there's somebody in that lane next to you," or you're going over the line or something like that.
Occasionally, it's annoying, but for the most part, I'm like, "Oh my god, I was driving in some kind of explosion mobile."
Yeah. Wow.
Now this is kind of nice.
The rental car I had not long ago actually had the lane. Correction, you know, where you can take your hands off the wheel, which is freeing and also scary.
Yeah, and then it's like, put both hands on the wheel. And you're like, oh, sorry, Mom.
I'll tell you that. That's right. You have Robo-Mom.
The cars yell at you. Nice.
We had a Mark text in. He said, my daughter says that if she's being honest, Thanos was a very reasonable villain. There are some people that need to leave. And you know what? I kind of tend to agree with her.
Oh, my God. Yeah. For those of you that don't know the superhero world, Thanos was a villain who...
Yes.
Destroyed 50% of all living beings because he said we'd be better off.
Yep.
And he's probably right.
Probably is.
Oh my God, you guys are so cynical.
Also made ketchup disappear. Yes!
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Our Nashville Predators are taking their impressive losing streak and taking it to Sweden.
A new country?
Yes. They're going to be playing Friday and also Sunday in Sweden against the Penguins. And actually, the Sunday game, our time, will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. Because of the time difference?
Yeah. Wow, that's weird. It's like my friends that watch like soccer in the UK.
Yeah, they want to watch it in real time.
They have to get up really early in the morning.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, kind of like them to send the Titans to Sweden.
To just stay there.
A one-way ticket. No offense.
So I love this forecast every year. cloudy with a chance of iguanas. In Florida, the temperatures dip down so much that the local iguana population starts dropping from trees because when it gets very cold, as a defense mechanism, they kind of freeze up like they're dead.
And they just
fall to the ground.
That is crazy.
You have to warn residents every year, don't pick up the iguanas or bring them inside to help them. They'll just wake up on their own and they'll be fine.
Right. You bring them in the house and they'll wake up and just, you know, you got an iguana in your house.
Right.
Scary.
Yeah. Madcap like adventures begin.
There's a house for sale in Kentucky and it comes with a basement like an old Waffle House. So it has booths, there's a bar and a jukebox, has even like the orange booths in it. And
so they love
the
Waffle
stools.
House so much, they did their whole basement in Waffle House.
Yes. The only thing that's missing, they even have like a big WF, but the only thing that's missing are the Waffle House tiles.
Oh, yeah.
Like the tile sign.
And the incredibly dirty bathrooms.
That too. And probably like stovetop and dishes and everything. But if you love Waffle House that much, that house is for sale in Kentucky.
Nice.
Yeah. If you get hammered at home, you can just go down to the basement at 3 a.m., hit up Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. Last night, apparently we were able to see the Northern Lights. Yeah. Although none of us saw it.
Yeah. I mean, I was out, but, you know, I live in a suburb of Nashville.
Yeah,
so,
well, you have city lights all the time, so you don't really see it. Yeah.
This has been for the last couple of days, and they say you still can, right?
You can still see them again tonight, apparently.
And usually you have to be, like, near the North Pole to see them.
Right,
but
right.
We can see them now, which is, I think the first time since, was it like a year ago in the summer?
Yeah.
We were out, like, people said they could see them, but you could only get it with your camera.
Right. Yeah. If you use the camera on your phone, you could be able to have a filter that would be able to see it. But I guess now they say you can see it with your naked eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. But yeah, people have been posting pictures on Facebook and went, oh, that happened last night?
And that's how I felt. I woke up and I was like, wait, this happened? Like,
missed out on this? And then I'm sitting there going, well, I went out to look for him last time and I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
So these are fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake news.
I question everything. <news. laughs>
I guess you have to be away from like the city lights and be out like in an area where it's pretty dark to be able to see it.
Yeah. So. We went out way in the country last summer and we saw nothing but mosquitoes.
Yeah. Nothing but mosquito
Didn't
bites.
Didn't even see those. They just felt them.
I guess you're supposed to look for green tint in the horizon.
Okay.
And then they do still recommend you using your phone camera.
Okay.
I guess you'd see it better.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But using night mode on your camera.
Okay.
And then making sure the flash is off. I mean, I probably would be that one person that's like, I can't see it. And then, oh, my flash is on. So, yeah, just more of a reminder for me, I guess, than for you.
So going out somewhere where it's dark and look for a green glow.
Yep.
It either is the Northern Lights or some atomic cloud.
Yep.
Yep. And have fun with it.
If anybody sees it, share your pictures with us.
Yeah, we want to see it.
I'm just going to go wait with my eyes closed in bed.
I just want to sit and wait for the people to send us pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah. Obviously, somebody will eventually post it on TikTok. Yeah. That's when the rest of us will see it. I apologize to anybody in the room who's heard my stomach. My stomach has been going.
I haven't heard it.
Me either.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
You feel it.
I think I know why. Yesterday, there was much rejoicing in the fast food industry as it was the return of the McRib yesterday.
That's right.
And I mentioned before we left the air yesterday, I've never had a McRib. And so my girlfriend was going to be busy. So I thought, I'll just stop by. I'll get a McRib for dinner.
Yeah.
It was all right.
McRib. While I have friends that are enthusiasts of the McRib,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just looking up some facts about the McRib.
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear this.
Yeah.
It was created by the U.S. Army for restructured meat products.
Oh.
And then they repurposed.
You had me at restructured meat products.
Yeah, meat products.
What does that even mean?
Well, it's like they take some sort of thing and put sauce on
it. Pork parts that they grind up, add some seasoning, and then they put it in a mold
to make
it
look like ribs.
But it's actually just kind of like particle board.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, like a hot dog.
So
that's why my stomach is going. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh no.
But yeah, I came. My girlfriend came home last night. What'd you have for dinner? I said I had a McRib, and she goes, "Ew."
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Somebody hold you at knife point?
Oh, there. I've taken that off the bucket list.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever wanted to try one.
I think I had one once.
Yeah.
And that was good. I think Americans, most Americans have one once.
Yeah.
And then pretend to like it so that other people are tricked into
it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Apparently, there was an urban legend going around that kangaroo meat was part of the McRib.
Oh.
Wow.
But they refuted that. They said there's no real meat in a McRib.
Right. It's like looking at what's in a hot dog or biting an oyster in half. You don't want to do that.
Oh my gosh, this is too much.
They also said the McRib has been around for 35 years.
Has it really?
Including the one you ate yesterday.
Yes. It's been sitting under a yellow light bulb since
the
80s. For 35
years.
Oh
gosh.
Feeling good, like I should.
Actor Gary Sinise, he loves Nashville and he keeps showing it. You may know Gary as
Lieutenant Dan
from Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Well, he has donated $1 million to a Nashville nonprofit called Creative Vets.
Oh.
And they help veterans heal through art and music. Vets going through PTSD.
Wow.
And Gary Sinise's gift is going to turn an old church into a 24-hour creative center for any veteran dealing with PTSD.
Wow.
And I guess the founder of it is a Purple Heart veteran. He says art changed his life for the better. And so Sinise is given money so that others can do the same.
That's he does so many awesome things.
Yeah.
He will take the kids of soldiers that have died and take them to Disney World and stuff like that. It's
incredible.
He's just an awesome person.
So many things for Nashville veterans.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, it really is. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. What better way to start the day than with a bunch of puppy breath?
Mm-hmm.
Who you have here? We got double puppies, double cute.
Oh, yeah. We have Lizzie and Eileen. They are 2 months old. They only weigh 4 pounds. We think that they're Chihuahua Jack Russell mixes.
You can tell, yeah.
Yeah, and they are cute as can be.
And you found some adorable names for them. They're named after female serial killers.
Yes.
So, how adorable.
I love that.
Is it bad that I love that?
I know. I think it's hilarious that you just have these like super cute, innocent puppies that are named after serial killers.
With puppy dog eyes.
Yes. I've adopted Lizzie Borden.
Look, y'all, we got to name a lot of animals, okay?
Oh, yeah. You got to go through the names, of course, after you adopt the dog. And then, you know, it's up to you, whatever you want to call
them. Yeah, you don't have to keep it. But funny if you do.
Yes. It is. Yeah. It's really cute.
Now, the coloring is really cool because you have one that is like mostly white with kind of a mask over his eyes and ears with the black and the brown. And then you have another one with brown with like white with a brown head. And then you said there was a third.
There is a third.
Okay.
So the third one is also like black, tan, and white, but not as scruffy as these two.
Oh.
Yeah. Very interesting.
But adorable. Came from the same litter. And you got to hurry down to the Nashville Humane Association because these puppies will not last long.
Oh,
she said, I have so much to say.
She said,
this is my interview. Yeah, they are absolute perfection. I have a feeling they will not be in shelter long. So please come adopt them because they're perfect. They've also been in a foster home while they gained a little weight before they had their spay surgery. So
they
have gotten a taste of what it's like to be in a home. So they need to just find that forever.
Yes.
There you go. And then check them out on the Woody and Jim TikTok. Also on the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page. And adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. It's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. There's a new country number one song. It's by a group called Breaking Rust. And the song is called Walk the Walk.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can
It's not a bad song.
Really?
It's pretty good.
I know.
The only thing that's kind of interesting about it is it ain't real. It's an AI generated song.
Wow, it's going to get harder and harder to tell.
It is.
This is the number one selling song in country music?
Yes. There ain't no people involved.
I wonder how like the record label is going to do concerts, though.
Yeah, that would be kind of tough. You'd have to have like those animatronic Hall of Presidents from Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Like, pretending to move their mouth and stuff.
When you hear the move going. Zzz, 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 zzz.
How long is it going to be before an AI country artist has their own bar on Broadway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with like robot bartenders.
It's a matter of time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is the future.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. If anybody steals that, they owe Gina some money. Yeah. That's her idea.
Yeah.
There are already a lot of bars owned by fake country singers.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
Like Eric Church and people like that.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get the Eric Church.
But yeah.
So AI is coming for country music.
Yeah.
And there's also a company called 11 Labs that has gone into a partnership with real people, but to use their voice artificially.
Right.
Yeah. Michael Caine is one of them that you can use his voice. What do you need to use his voice for? Yeah. I don't really get the concept, but yeah, they're offering their voice. Matthew McConaughey is one of the investors.
Okay.
Yes. So
I think his voice is also
right.
part of a thing. So type stuff out and have your report to the board of directors at your job.
Yeah, start with, all right.
Yeah. So strange. And the weirdest one, so John Wayne, Liza Minnelli, and Mark Twain are also on the docket.
Mark Twain?
Wasn't he in the 1800s?
Nobody knows what his voice sounds like, do they?
No, I guess the closest thing we have are impressions.
Right?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Kind of a slow news cycle right now, and so they've taken this opportunity to list the Pope's four favorite movies.
Okay.
His favorite movies are It's a Wonderful Life, Sound of Music, Ordinary People, and Grease 2.
No way.
You had my hopes up. I thought Gina and the Pope were like going to be movie buddies.
I just thought you'd like. He hates Grease, but loves Grease too. And he's the Pope. Don't argue.
So the safest city in Tennessee, according to safehome.org, is Nolensville.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they're the lowest crime rate.
Okay.
And they're like the anti-Memphis.
Yes.
But there is, in a nearby city, Brentwood, a warning out to residents from police about a string of burglaries from a South American group that's been targeting Brentwood and Bellmede.
Huh.
And I guess they've been driving a BMW X3, and they strike on the weekends between 5 and 9 p.m. when the residents of upscale homes are out doing stuff
right
on Saturday night.
Right. Wow.
So their charity events.
Be on the lookout. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
The balls and soirees.
<Yeah. laughs> Well, there's a Nissan Stadium update for the new stadium. The ring beam is finished. And if you're like me, you think, oh, cool, they're going to like shine a light up in the air. And, no. That's just like a construction term saying that it's complete.
Oh, the actual ring that will go around the whole stadium.
Yeah, okay. It refers to like a structural element to support the circular roof. So, it was so misleading. I was so disappointed. There's not going to be like a beaming light or anything. Aww. There will be LED screens in it, but not shining. Yeah. But it is still on track to be open in 2027. So, good news.
Gina, you've got family coming to visit.
Yeah, my parents are on their way right now. They're in Wyoming.
What about your in-laws?
They're not coming this year. They came 2 years ago.
All right.
Yep.
There's a new survey out where people have determined at what point do the people coming to stay with you for Thanksgiving overstay their welcome.
Okay.
So how long are you going to be able to tolerate your parents?
So this is tricky because A, they listen to this show.
Okay.
Also B, they're going to be staying a lot longer just because I'll be giving birth. So this is, under normal circumstances.
Yeah, they're hanging out for a while.
I would say like 5 days.
That is exactly right.
Is really? It?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
5 days you can stay. After the fifth day, most people say, that's enough.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I think that's too much.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean,
three to four is
tops. Usually, yeah, three is my limit. It depends on, you know, how close a family member it is.
Right.
Like, and this is your parents.
Right.
Maybe if it was his parents, you wouldn't want so many days.
Landon gets a little itchy before I do.
Uh-huh.
But my parents are awesome. Like, my mom kind of has a little community here. So it's not like they're at the house kind
they
of breathing
need
down
you
our
24
necks.
Hours a day.
Yeah. Just hovering over you all the time.
Yeah. And then my dad is incredible and like helps fix things around the house and stuff.
That's cool.
So it's.
They earn a few extra days.
They do.
That.
Yeah. Right. They're. Yeah. But I think Landon gets bothered after, you know, 4 or 5 days. And then, I mean, flip side, I get a little like. Stir crazy when his parents are around.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think it's totally different if it's your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also say that if you're going back to stay with your mom and dad, they can tolerate you for up to 10 days because they're just so glad to have you home.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think, yeah, if you welcome back your own children, I think you're a little bit more, you know, lenient about it.
Stay as long as you like.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a lot of guys who are like 37 and divorced, I'm just going to stay for a few years until I get on my feet.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to head down to the Hallmark store and get the baby's 47th Christmas ornament. What are we doing today, guys?
I'm going to go home and take a nap,
yay,
then go to the gym, and then I'm volunteering at my church tonight in their high school youth group.
Nice.
Yep.
My girlfriend Melissa, when she gets off work, we're going to go down to Maury County to the hospital. We have a family friend that is in the hospital, so we're going to go visit them.
That's nice.
And then after that, maybe see the Northern Lights.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Go out in the dark and look.
A lot of people are posting pictures.
Yeah.
Is it real?
That's right. It's Photoshop. It's AI. The AI lights will be out tonight.
Skeptical of everything.
Exactly.
I don't have a ton going on, but I am going to go help a guy who's starting his own podcast.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Show him the ropes.
All right. Very cool. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.